العلم، تعظيم العلم وتعظيم أهله والالتفاف حولهم، العمل بهذا العلم، التزكية والتربية على هذا العلم. إذا أنت سلكت هذا السبيل لابد أن تكون وسطا، وقليل دائم خير من كثير منقطع. والإصلاح لهذه الأمة وجمع كلمتها لابد أن يمر بمراحل تدريجية وبسنن كونية، من استعجلها عوقب بضد مقصوده، ومن فرط فيها فإنه ليس أهلا لأن يكون من أهل وعد الله سبحانه وتعالى. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات لا يستخلفنهم في الأرض، كما عز آباؤنا وأجدادنا نعز، فإن نحن فرطنا أصابنا الذل والهوان، وإن نحن شددنا وغالينا فإن نصيبنا الضلال والعياذ بالله. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. فبارك الله في إخواني، جمع كلمة هذه الأمة لابد فيه من الوسطية التي هي الحق، فالحق هو الوسط. ويقول عمر رضي الله عنه: نهينا عن التكلف، ومن تكلف غلب، كما سمعتم إن هذا الدين يسر، ولن يشاد الدين أحد إلا غلب. فسددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا واستعينوا بالغدوة والروحة وشيء من الدلجة. هذا الدين لا تنطع فيه ولا تكلف، فمن تنطع انقطع، ومن تكلف غلب، ومن شدد شدد عليه. ورب العزة يقول: يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، بل من معالم الحق يسره، ومن معالم الباطل عسره. من معالم الحق يسره، ومن معالم الباطل عسره. من معالم الحق سهولته، ومن معالم الباطل تعقيده. فهذا الدين وسط، وهذه السنة وسط، والسلفية وسط. إياك أن تكون من هؤلاء الذين يحرصون على التجميع، متساهلين في الحق مفرطين فيه، فيقولون بلسان حالهم، وبعضهم يقوله بلسان قاله أو بلسان قالهم: شرك يجمعنا خير من توحيد يفرقنا، وبدعة تجمعنا خير من سنة تفرقنا، وخلفية تجمعنا خير من سلفية تفرقنا. بعضهم يقول هذا بلسان الحال، وبعضهم يتجرأ ويتبجح فيقوله بلسان المقال. وفي المقابل هناك من يبالغ في الأمور، فلا يعرف التوحيد إلا تكفيرا، ولا يعرف السنة إلا تبديعا وتضليلا، ولا يعرف السلفية إلا حكما بالخلفية على كل من خالفه ولو كان من الأئمة. يبدعون الأئمة، يبدعون الحافظ ابن حجر، ويبدعون النووي رحمه الله، يبدعون الدارقطني، ويبدعون الأعلام. ليس هدفنا أن نحكم على الناس، وإنما هدفنا أن ننجي الناس. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس، ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا.
الشيخ علي الحلبي introduced our final segment by saying, after we have learned and studied these four fundamentals that cover in fact the entirety of Islam, all Islam can be covered in these four fundamentals when they are together, if they are implemented in unison and used at the same time. And you will never find people of deviance unless they have left some of these, or one of these, or all of these four fundamentals, have either become extravagant in them or have become deficient in them, have either added to them or have detracted from them. And the Sheikh reminds us of a few ahadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns us from being extravagant or being extreme. None who becomes too extreme or tries to pull at the religion or take too much from it, except that the religion shall deal with him. He will not be able to encompass it. It is a vast religion, And this religion has been made easy for us. The one who makes or looks for the harder point shall make it harder for himself. The one who is extreme makes it more extreme for himself. So this is how we approach these views. And he allowed Sheikh Usama Al-Qusi to explain some of this in describing Al-Ummah Al-Wasat. The Muslim nation, our Ummah, is the nation of moderation and the middle way, the middle road. Sheikh Usama Al-Qusi began by saying, the Ummah Al-Wasat, this nation of moderation and the middle road, is the nation of Ibrahim alayhi salam, following his example. The people of Hadith and the people of Sunnah are the people of the middle road. They are not extravagant and they are not deficient. But it's important to understand that you do not establish the extravagance and the deficiency before establishing the middle. The middle is established first, because the middle, the nation, is the nation of truth. This middle ground, this moderation, is the truth of Al-Islam. This is what is established first. Anything that is more than what has been established as truth is extravagance. Anything that is less than what has been established as truth is deficiency. So you do not establish the outer bounds and then measure to the middle. It is the opposite. You establish the middle, which is the truth, and then you will see where the outer bounds will reach. Therefore, the middle must be established before the outer bounds or the ends. And this is something where the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned in many ahadith and has been mentioned to us in the Quran. Some of the important points that the Sheikh mentioned is that it is better to do a constant small act constantly than to do a large act only one time. Because consistency will lead to greater and greater deeds. Also, the Sheikh gives us another principle by saying, the one who is impatient shall be rewarded by not attaining the goal at all. To be impatient on the road to something will lead you to not attaining your goal at all. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those who believe in Him and work righteous deeds that they will be given khilafah. They are on the road striving in the path of Allah, therefore they have not become impatient, and they shall eventually be led to the place that they are seeking and their final goal. So let us be the nation of truth, the nation of moderation and middle ground. This religion has been made easy for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And none who tries to make it difficult, except that it will be made more difficult for him. The one who seeks extremism shall find it more extreme for him. The one who seeks hardship shall find it more hard for him. Yet the one who keeps it simple and easy, without complexity, it shall remain easy without complexity for him. Truth is easy, not complicated. It is easily rationalized. It is easily believed in. It is easily implemented and taken in. And this is why you see the manhaj of the Salaf. It is the middle ground, the way of truth, the path of truth, the path of easiness, the path of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do not ever be like those who stick to uniting people, even if it is on other than the words of Allah or the sunnah of His Messenger. You will see people who may profess Islam, yet their demeanor and their acts, their outer acts, is actually saying shirk that unites us is better than tawheed that divides us. Or their actions will say bid'ah that is uniting to our ranks is better than sunnah that will differentiate us. In their own actions, and some, we seek refuge in Allah, have even stated these in their words, that they would rather have shirk that unites the Arabs or unites people than to have iman that differentiates and separates them into groups of differing types. So therefore, sunnah is sunnah. The one who seeks sunnah shall find it. Do not be like those who seek sunnah by explaining only what is bid'ah. They seek to teach sunnah by saying everything is bid'ah. This is bid'ah, this is bid'ah. They seek to teach tawheed by saying this is kufr, 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 or this is takfir, making takfir and takfir. Forgetting to teach the sunnah and learning it, and only stressing the points outside it. So therefore we are not sent and nor we intended to judge people. We were intended to try to free them from the shackles of disbelief and to save them and to be from those who are a source of guidance to ourselves and others, so that when we meet Allah, we shall be rewarded inshaAllah. And this is why Allah says in the Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to you as a witnesser over you, and you as a witness over all the other nations. We are a witness over all the other nations, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a witness over us and our actions. And this is where the Shaykh concluded, Hafidhahullah.
وأخيرا أيها الإخوة في الله كيف يمكن ربط الأمة بهذه القواعد المهمة وهل ثمة سبيل إلى ذلك أو طريق إلى ما هنالك دون هدي سلف الأمة ومن غير الارتباط بالعلماء والأئمة ومن بعد هل من طريق ينجي الأمة من فتنها المدلهمة لا سبيل إلى ذلك ولا طريق إليه إلا بسلوك الطريق الأمثل والهدي الأكمل المتمثل بسبيل التصفية والتربية تصفية الدين بكافة جوانبه وتصفية التراث المنقول إلينا علما وتصنيفا وعملا وعبادة كل ذلك بتمييزه وتحقيقه وتنقيته حتى تتربى الأمة عليه شيئا فشيئا ليعود لها عزها ويرجع إليها مجدها فلنسمع كلمات طيبات من أخينا الشيخ أبي أسامة حول التصفية والتربية التي هي القاعدة الوعاء التي تصل الأمة بتلكم القواعد السالفة كلها فليتفضل مشكورا.
إن ما سبق ذكره من القواعد التي يمكن الأمة أن تجتمع عليها لا بد أن تتلقاها الأمة صافية خالصة كما أنزلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولكن لما طال العلم طاد الأمد وتنسخ العلم دخل في هذه القواعد وفي هذا الدين ما ليس منه. ولكن الله تبارك وتعالى أبى إلا أن يتم نوره ويكبت الباطل وشروره فقيض في كل قرن من قرون هذه الأمة رجالا يقومون بالذب عن الكتاب والسنة وفهم سلف الأمة. وهذا خبر الصادق المصدوق صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث يقول يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوله ينفون عنه تحريف الغالين وانتحال المبطلين وتأويل الجاهلين. فهؤلاء العلماء العدول والأئمة الفحول يقومون بالذب عن الإسلام قرآنا وسنة وفهما وعملا. والمقصود بالتصفية تصفية ما سبق، تصفية العقيدة مما ليس فيها، وتصفية الفقه مما ليس فيه، وتصفية السنة من الأحاديث الضعيفة والموضوعة والمكذوبة ولا أصل لها، وتصفية الأخلاق والسلوك من مناهج المنحرفين كالمتصوفة وغيرهم. وأمر آخر لا بد من التنبه إليه وهو تصفية الدعاة إلى الإسلام، أولئك الذين يدعون إلى السنة وأولئك الذين يدعون إلى البدعة. ولذلك قام في هذه الأمة علم يسمى علم الجرح والتعديل، حيث يذكرون الدعاة والرواة بما فيهم من عدالة أو جهالة أو ضلالة ليذبوا عن دين الله تبارك وتعالى ما ليس فيه. وقد يستغرب الناس إحياء هذا العلم في هذا الزمان، يظنون أن علم الجرح والتعديل قد انقطع وقد اندثر، ولكن الله تبارك وتعالى لا يزال يقيد لهذا العلم من يحييه ويبثه في هذه الأمة، لتعود الأمة كما كانت في صدرها الأول في عصر سلفها الأول، عصر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه، لتتبوأ مكانتها المرموقة لتقود البشرية إلى خير يراد بها، لأنها خير أمة أخرجت للناس. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. ولن تحقق الأمة هذا الأمر إلا إذا قامت بدورها أن تكون شاهدة على الأمم، وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا، وتتربى على هذا الدين كما تربى أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
The Sheikh Abu Usama, Hafizullah Ta'ala, after Sheikh Ali, he said that these issues that have been discussed, Sheikh Ali said, they will not be realized without another very important issue, and that is, how is it that the Ummah will be able to tie in and to connect all of these principles that were mentioned before? What is the proper way and the most beneficial and comprehensive way about going on our way to connect the principles that were mentioned? He said the way that this is going to be done is through what's known as at-tasfiya wa tarbiya. He went on to say that we have to have the tasfiya and this tarbiya, this purification and this training and this rectification in our worship and in our actions and in our understanding, so that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can return to its former place of supremacy that it held in the world prior to that. So we're going to have the Sheikh Abu Usama to speak about in this issue and to very briefly shed some light on it. And then the Sheikh Salim al-Hilali, he went on to say, brothers, what has proceeded here today, and I'm going to be brief here, concerning these principles that will bring the community or the ummah together and unite the community on one word, is a unification towards that which is pure and that which is not diluted and that which is not polluted, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this religion on his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because unfortunately we see that many things have entered into the religion that are not from the religion, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has refused to allow his light to be extinguished. So he did what? He has created and sent and brought forth in every single generation men, people, who was their job and their responsibility to defend the book and the sunnah and to stand up as beacons of light, as beacons of light calling to the truth, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith, there will always be a group of people from this ummah who will stand up to prevent the people from going overboard in their interpretations. And they will prevent the people from changing what is the truth. And they will prevent the ignorance of the ignorant people when they try to pass it off as the religion. These are the scholars of the religion and the fuqaha of the religion. Those people who have been sent forth and they come out to defend the Quran and defend the sunnah according to the understanding of the righteous predecessors. So when we talk about this tasfiyah, or this rectification. We're talking about rectifying things as it relates to what has crept into the ideology of the Muslims and the fiqh of the Muslims. Rectifying the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that we make an effort to purge it and to free it from all of those weak hadith that have been created and those hadith that have no basis whatsoever, or those lies that have been attributed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rectifying the akhlaq and the behavior of the people, like what we find has been introduced into the religion as it comes from the people of a tasawwuf or the Sufi people. There's another very important issue that a tasfiya has to be made in, and that is the tasfiya of the du'at, or those people who are calling to al-Islam, those people who are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are calling to other than that which is sanctioned by Allah, other than that which has been legislated by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So as a result of that, they have to be stopped, and there has to be some tasfiya in the form of a science that is well known, and that is the science of al-jarh wa ta'dil. And that's the science of putting people or passing judgments on people. Passing judgments on the people who are calling or the people who are narrating. Talking about their adala or their credibility. Talking about their ignorance. Talking about their mistakes. There has to be a group of people who are going to stand up to expose this type of problem that we see the community being faced with. And I realize when I say this that some people find it strange and they are amused and they say, how is it possible that life can be given to this particular science? Because we thought that this science, the science of al-jarh wa ta'dil, is a science that has been finished from a long time ago. The Shaykh went on to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not ceased to use this particular science in order to make the tasfiyah of his religion, to make the rectification of the people who are talking at this particular time. Just as this particular science of al-jarh wa ta'dil was introduced during the first generation, the generation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. This particular knowledge and science of al-jarh wa ta'dil, criticizing the people and identifying their shortcomings and identifying their understanding, it will allow the ummah to take again its place of former supremacy that it had in the world, to make us the best ummah, as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, verily you are the best, or you are the best ummah that has been brought forth for the people. You order or you enjoin what is right, the ma'ruf, and you prohibit the munkar, or the evil, the wrong, and you believe in Allah. He said that our ummah will never be considered to be an ummah that is fulfilling its obligation and its responsibility until we become witnesses over the other communities. If we do not do that, then we are falling short of the mark as it relates to what we have been made responsible to fulfill. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, and for that reason, we have made you a community that is in the middle course, and we have made you witnesses over the people, and we have made the messenger a witness over you. And then he went on to proceed to make dua for us again.
جزاكم الله خيرا وجمعنا وإياكم على طاعته في الدنيا وفي جنته يوم القيامة وفي هذا القدر كفاية ونترك المجال لكلمة الختام لأخينا الشيخ محمد زرقان وفق الله الجميع لما فيه الهدى والسداد.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. We thank all the mashayikh and the brothers who participate in this conference, the fourth conference of Majlis al-Quran wa Sunnah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of them of what they provide for us, the knowledge they provide for us. And I would like to remind myself and all the brothers and the sisters who are here for this conference. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody. And also, as I said, I want to remind myself and the brothers here and the sisters about one ayah of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain al-birr, righteousness. You will never attain righteousness until you spend from what you love. And also the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that when you give a charity, this charity won't be decreased. We are calling the brothers and the sisters to support the message of Masjid Ahlul Qur'ani wa Sunnah, which is bringing scholars to this country, bringing the people of knowledge to this country, and spreading knowledge. We know that organizing conferences and programs is not easy. It requires a lot of expenses. And we know that all the brothers who are here and the sisters, they are following this da'wah. They belong to this da'wah. And they are the only people who understand this methodology of the Salaf. And all of us, we call ourselves Salafis. We are following the people of the past. And there is nobody else who can support this da'wah as you, brothers and sisters. So, we want all of you today to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are supporting this da'wah. The mashayikh, the people of knowledge we have here, they are responsible for many, many things. They have their families. They have their jobs, and they left all of that, and they come to us for one purpose, to spread knowledge. So we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, and to the people who are teaching us and who are clarifying to us our deen. We know that this mashayikh are in charge of a beautiful Islamic magazine, which is Al-Asala magazine. The clean and the clear Salafi magazine that we don't know any other magazine that is better than this magazine. Our newsletter from Masjid Al-Quran Al-Sunnah Al-Muntaqa, all the articles that we have in this newsletter are from and translated from Al-Asala magazine. And this Al-Asala magazine, a lot of scholars praised it, like Sheikh Al-Albani, Rahimahullah, Sheikh Ibn Baz, Rahimahullah, and also Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. This is the magazine of all the Salafis. So, we want to collect at least today, brothers and sisters, and I know that you are generous, at least $1,000 for this Islamic magazine we love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.